It's now time for America's favorite radio program, the David Williams Radio Affliction. Now here's your host and modulator of the David Williams Radio Affliction, Peter Clay.
Hey! Welcome, everybody. I'm Peter Clay, joined by Jim Reed, the host, founder, you look him up, how to make and eat a raw beef sandwich. You type that in Google, you're number one, bud.
That's pretty cool. Yeah. People don't believe it. And then when I show it to them, they're like, oh, that's disgusting.
You know, I found the raw video. I think I don't want to mess with fate here because it's doing so well on Google. And it I don't know. It's about 2% of the hits per month on my website. So, which is radioaffliction.com, everybody, by the way. But, yeah, I found the raw video because I didn't know at the time when I first started doing all these and the videos, I didn't know which format to do. So I used QuickTime because, you know, it's fairly universal at the time. But I look at it now and it's just this little square on the video. And so if you try to download it and everything. So I might see if I can redo that again and throw it back out into the wild again there. But anyway, Jim, thanks for being on tonight. I appreciate it.
No problem.
Yay. Last time, on the last show I did, I had my brother Adam on, and we got into a discussion about retro TV and all those good things. And I can't think of anyone who's more retro TV than Mr. Reed here.
Yeah, my 1951 RCA console TV.
Do you still have that?
Oh, yeah. It's all rebuilt, baby.
Really? Now, did you put like an LCD in it, or do you still got the actual?
Oh, it's part? All stock.
Wow, you need it's a stock. Digital converter box now for it, though.
yeah, I don't think so. I just hook it up to DVDs and watch old shows.
Oh, really? Okay. Well, yeah. Sure. I mean, if you're watching an old Andy Griffith show or Beverly Hillbillies or something like that, what's the difference?
Right.
But now, how would you hook that up? If you're talking about stock, you've only got the 350 ohm dongling ends on it, or whatever you call those.
Yeah, let's see. How did I do it last time? It was pretty cool. I actually had a transmitter that transmitted on channel 8.
Oh, really?
And I would feed the audio
almost
and video
like an
from the DVD.
Later, almost, or.
Yeah, except I was actually a mini television broadcasting station.
Okay. Hence the transmitting part. I get it now. Where's my little thing for that? Maybe I get one of these. Anyway. So. Dude! Don't make me... I'm going to do it. I wasn't going to, but now I'm going to now. Because this is the way I should have introduced you. Welcome, everybody. Welcome, Jim Reed, to the program. You're the banjo. You know Jim Reed is coming. Okay, I'll stop. Oh, wait, more? Oh, okay. Okay. Anyway, so back to it. So retro TV. So I have now, we didn't do any prep for this at all. I have my own opinions on this. I've written.
I have another beer.
Yeah, gosh, I had enough last night. I'm fine. I've written two posts about going where no man or where no one should have gone before about the new Star Trek. And you saw the movie, and you're going to tell me it's fabulous and it's great.
It's good. I like it. I guess if it was directed by me, I would have changed a few things, but
yeah,
it wasn't bad. It wasn't bad.
Yeah, no, I wasn't offended by it. I'm going to go, the title of this is going to be Thanks But No Thanks. It's very well done. It's faithfully done. The performances are well. There's a few little, I'm a doctor, not a physicist, or something like that. I don't know what the line was, but there were some mimics, and when you're, you know, rehashing these old characters, there's a bit of that. I love Simon Pegg. You know, it's kind of cute that he was Scotty and all that, but, you know, it was a mimic, you know. And then I thought the Romulans were well done. There was actually a reason why they're, you know, kind of, you know, bad. They're not just bad for the sake of being bad, as they've been portrayed in the original series type of thing. But my whole point is where I'm going to pass on it in the long run is, where do you go from here? You're just going to readjust the timeline every time. Here you have a faithful cast, some people that you could actually see as the crew of the Enterprise, but they're playing characters that we've all endeared. Even if you're trying to bring new fans in, well, all you're going to do is drive them to watch the old TV show if they're interested in it. Where do they go from here type of thing? And where you could have reinvented the whole series with – you know, with new characters and maybe tried to bridge the gap between the first generation and the next generation or something along those lines. And so I thought it was good. It was at least faithfully done. It's not an embarrassment, but in the long run, you know, you're really going to think about this 10 years from now? I doubt it. You know, if you're going to think about Star Trek, you're going to go back to the TV shows for the most part or the old movies, you know, so...
I mean, you can probably squeeze a few more movies out of it to go from where it is right now, where this movie left off, to, oh, maybe just before the TV show kicked in, where, you know, Pike is turned into an invalid, and
yeah,
because that was the original show,
yeah,
for
yeah.
Star Trek.
Yeah, no, all that
so
was
you could get. You could get one more movie out of it without too many people going, you know, another one. But what I had problems with, two things really. The love interest between her and Spock.
Yeah.
That just didn't work.
Yeah. That was forced.
And yeah, that was forced. And then how could the Enterprise be so much more technologically advanced than in the TV show?
Yeah, because that was, you know, that was what was brilliant about the episode that the original Scotty was on Next Generation. They went to the holodeck then, and there was the original, you know, bridge, you know, this, and, you know, to show LaForge what it was really like, you know, back in the day type of thing. And that's a little.
If you're trying to bridge it, then let's make the bridge a little sturdier and say, let's make the original Enterprise on a TV show, just like in the movie.
Remember, we have a readjusted timeline here, and they were more technological. In this time frame, they're more technologically involved. I don't know. I'm reaching on that too, but that's okay.
Yeah. And then the other thing is, Spock's mom was killed, and yet she's in the TV show. So how's that work?
It's a readjusted timeline. I'm sorry. I mean, anytime we're going to come up with something on this, they're just going to say, that's why, you know, there's this now Star Trek Phase 2. It was called New Voyages. And it's basically a fan show and pretty faithfully done. I mean, it's had people like William Wyndham on, it had Chekhov on it, it's had Sulu on it, as guests, type of thing. And, you know, that was just taking from where the original show left off, trying to complete the 5-year mission. It's only been taking 7 years to do it all, but for what, 4 episodes or something that they've done. But I'm still in the camp of a new Star Trek, you know, create a new crew. It's been done. I mean, you know, it took a little while for Next Generation, but, you know, that became, you know, endeared. And, dude, what are you doing?
Matrix.
Yeah. I would say my favorite Star Trek after the original, though, is Voyager, actually.
Yeah, Captain Janeway was pretty cool.
I just thought it was the more... Well, I'll take that back a little bit, because Gene Roddenberry was involved with Next Generation at its beginning, and so it was... you know, continuations of Star Trek that he, you know, had written in the past that didn't never came to be type of thing. But I just thought the whole concept of Star Trek and the philosophical metaphors or something was more in Voyager than some of the other ones. Anyway, so we got about 5 minutes left to go in this segment, so we got that out of the way. Tell me what's going on with life. How are things going? How's the weather in California?
It's actually still been quite windy.
Really?
For about the past 2 weeks, every day, probably, I don't know, 15, 20-mile-an-hour winds.
Really?
And, yeah, and that didn't do much to help the fire down in Santa Maria.
That was, okay, but the counties are really, really big there. So, I mean, that's Santa Barbara is still quite a ways from you, even though you're in Santa Barbara County.
Right.
That's enough.
I'm about 75 miles north.
Yeah.
So.
Because the next county north of you, then, is Monterey County, which is, you know, where other parts of our
family. San Luis Obispo.
That's what
County.
I said. But after that is Monterey County.
Yeah, okay.
That's a huge county. Which yeah. I don't know how they do that. Whereas I drive through three counties every day just to get from to and from work.
Congratulations.
Actually, it's just...
No, but, you know, people hear anything. Oh, Santa Barbara. Oh, you know. That's where Jim is. There's a problem. You know, I better get a hold of him and find out what's going on. It's like, well, that's quite a ways from here.
Yeah. Yes. Things are coming down there.
Talk about, you know, Lord, you still live in Illinois. Chicago? No.
Yeah. That's ridiculous. Yeah. And you know what? Madison, I don't know, because it's the capital or something like that. I don't know. You never get that. Oh, well, Chris, I'm not even really that far away from Milwaukee. We made our first venture out into Miller Park a couple of weeks ago type of thing. Hey, one other thing I want to hit on, because we talked about it in the last episode, what about you and the swine flu? Was that a big deal over by where you were?
No, that was actually like Y2K.
Yeah. You know, no, that was the whole point that we were talking about. And I guess you don't want to be ignorant about it, because if there's another strain of it that actually does come out. But when I just looked at the raw numbers, and it's just like, this is nothing compared to what people die of every day. You know, and it's just how is it any different than anything else, you know?
Right, exactly. They scared the hell out of everybody, and then it ended up nothing.
I'm still trying to think of what the root cause of that is. Is it trying to distract you from something else that's going on, like you're getting raked over the coals over some sort of tax bill or something like that, that to know that you just lost, you know, 20% of the rights that you used to have or something like that, because you're all distracted about whether you're going to get sick or not? Or
but if you're trying to make me feel better, don't swap bad news for some other bad news.
Yeah.
Give me some good news, you know, give me some positive information. You know, the economy's in jitter. Don't switch it to something else that's crappy. You know, let's get on a positive note here. Let's be happy. Try to, you know, get it into a self-fulfilling prophecy where it's like, hey, I feel better. Things are happening. I'm hearing some good stuff. You know, the numbers are maybe coming up a little bit. Hey, you know. But
I think at least with the internet, there's at least good news to be found somewhere. I mean, usually everything's threaded, though. So, I mean, it's always going to be the Britney Spears, you know, some sort of thing. But, you know, if you search, you know, good enough, you'll find something. And then you can wrote about it.
Yeah. There's actually people out there who care about Britney Spears, believe it or not.
I care about parts of her, but...
I saw a new brief come in. It's like, you know, is Lindsay Lohan pregnant? I'm like,
that'd
well,
be cool.
That'd be almost immaculate conception, right? I mean,
well, no, I mean, still things can still happen. I mean, it could be a fertility thing.
Samantha's got something. I'm still not saying,
well, if you've seen her, you'd notice that she does look a little manly. You know, she's the end of the family. So,
yeah.
Anyway. All right, we're coming up to our little break here we got to take here, so we'll take a quick break and we'll come back to you here. Hold on.
Good morning, Madison. I'm Rodney Hartman.
And I'm Michelle Hessler.
On the next Good Morning Madison, we'll show you the latest teenage crisis. Pizza isn't an aphrodisiac. What you need to know before they get their next slice.
And we'll also show you how to make a satellite dish with your bird bath.
Ooh. We'll have the traffic updates and the 5-day weather forecast. Coming up the next, Good Morning Madison. Morning.
Morning.
Hi, this is the man on the street here. We're talking to another citizen out on the street right now. Yes, what is your opinion about women's rights on certain issues? How do you feel about that?
Haven't I asked you to leave me alone
No,
before?
No, I just want your issue. How do you feel about breastfeeding?
I told you to stop following me.
Yeah, but just one quick little comment. That's all I'm going to ask.
I am out.
No, seriously, I'm just going to ask you one
question. I am out and have asked you repeatedly to leave me alone, and yet you keep asking me questions over and over again. How many times do I have to tell you?
We'll get more information when we can. Seriously, just one little quick answer.
How many times? Are you stupid?
We'll let her know. We'll get her answer on it on the next break. Which is,
are you
sure you're
stupid?
Really? You know, you don't want to tell me. Yes.
Are
okay.
You stupid? I've asked you how many times to stop following me.
Okay, on that note, welcome back, everybody. I want to talk about a dude. I can retaliate.
It smells.
What you're talking about. Oh, no. Okay. All right, so now back to a serious level. Dude, this is a family show. I think the sound editor's job
it was
here. A little difficult here. One of the things that Jim and I do at least once a year, sometimes twice, depending on, is we go out and we go bumming, and we go out and we get a bunch of things, and shala. Drink them out.
You gotta explain what bumming is, because a lot of people might.
Well,
I
don't want to really give it away because we might make a show out of it. But what we do is we go out to all the secondhand stores, and we go, typically we come out with a lot of old vinyl 33s. I mean, we look at what are all the things that we look at? Sometimes there's a specific thing that we're looking for too. That there'll be something we're trying to find off the wall. So one time it was an 8-track player. One time it was a pasta maker. What was that one other time? What was another one? I don't know. But
those Christmas albums,
dude. I don't even want to talk about it.
You still need to find that last one.
Yeah, I'm okay with that. And well, it's the last one, but it's the first one we gotta find. But we're not soliciting anything on it because we want to find it, because we could just go out there and say, hey, we need the first Firestone Christmas album, but we're not going to do that.
Right. Then don't send
it. Nope. Don't send it. We'll find it. But if you want to let me know where it is, get it. No. actually, well, since I'm doing audio here today, but here's the Bonnie Tyler, Faster Than the Speed of Night.
You must have one of them around there.
What's that? But Bonnie Tyler. Total Eclipse of the Heart, yes. Now, this came up again, and I just have to reiterate to people, I'm really against cordless phones. If you go to a secondhand store or something like that, and you see a cordless phone and think, oh, it's only $5, one, you're going to end up paying, you know, $17 to $20 for a battery on it, almost guaranteed. And there's just going to be – and so it came up again, so I just wanted to – I think I say that every time we do a recording of that, but don't buy cordless phones. Unless you see a 5.8 gigahertz system that you just can't pass up for $20 or something like that, don't do it.
Yeah, the early ones were on 27 megahertz, the really early ones, and you're going to share that with the CBers.
Yeah.
And then the later ones were, I think, 900 megahertz.
And that's what people were picking up with scanners and everything. Then they moved to 2.4, but then the wireless networks take that over.
Wi-Fi, yeah.
And now there's 5.8 and 6.0.
There's a guy on eBay that's got all 7 of those albums for $80.
Really?
No.
And that's the other thing too on it. Bonnie Tyler, Faster Than the Speed of Night. Apparently, Meatloaf wasn't available, so Bonnie Tyler had to do Jim Steinman songs on it. But No, I don't care what they say. It's a rarity. They're a collector's item. It's, no, that's crap. I'm not paying more than $1 for an album, and except for the one exclusion is our little place in Williamson Street, in Madison, because they're the coolest store ever. So that I'll pay $1.25, maybe $1.50. That's about it. That's my limit.
Yeah, those albums at St. E's when they had the downstairs album sales.
Yeah.
I mean, there was no there. That was all like, you know, what, $8-$10 an album.
Yeah, you were breaking up there a little bit, but I got the gist of it. No, that was a ripoff. I mean, there were some other good things there. I mean, I picked up some DVDs and stuff like that. And that was fine, but yeah, for albums, no. I just the point of them is to get them back out there and redistributed to be used, and just get rid of them. Buck, there you go. And if you sell 100 of them, there you go. You made $100 right there. You know.
Yep.
And then just trying to sell 10 of them at $10 a piece, it's going to take you a longer period of time to do that. To get rid of them, I give mine away once I'm done using them. You know, I'll either give them back or redonate them or. You know, Toys for Tots or something. I don't know. You know, I was
this is the old Santa Maria Fairgrounds 5 milk.
Dude, I just and I'm just starting to get back to some of those albums because I've had some free time here in the last week or so, and I wish I could have done more radio shows for everybody here, but I'm backed up. Of projects and things to do, and I was finally able to clean out my iPod a little bit and get some more of those albums out. So I had a Burl Ives album, a Mamas and Papas album that was pretty good. A Nat King Cole album, that was really good. Boss Gags, and so on. Yeah, some good stuff going on there. But then the other thing that helped me, you know, even more with the collection is this website. I've heard about it for years. Finally, I think apparently I've used it before because it had one of my channels, but Pandora. And what you do with Pandora is you type in a song or group that you like and it finds similar things to it. And, you know, it's a nice site. I mean, for the music that I like, it's no good to me because I've got my iPod. I don't need anything better than that. But if I'm trying to discover new things, I made a Herb Albert channel, and that was kind of cool. And I'm thinking about doing a Slim Whitman, you know, just for crazy stuff and seeing what I can come up with, that type of thing. And now there's another thing.
I heard about a website out there that's got all kinds of stuff like that. It's been out there a while. I haven't really used it. eBay.
What's that? Oh, dude. I'm trying to be funny. Well, there's other sites like Music Covery, I think. I've gotten some dance music and stuff like that off of there. But anyway, I'm going to let you in a little trade secret here. It's an exclusive to a consumer retailer that we won't mention. But it's a product from Sansa that I think is really interesting. And I'm interested in it. I'm not going to get it because it's not for me. I'm just trying to see what the draw to this would be for someone. But it's a new MP3 player from Sansa called Slot Radio. It's a little black guy. It's got a pretty interesting display on it. And it comes preloaded with a micro SD card with 1,000 songs on it that are sanctioned by Billboard, so it's in conjunction with them, and they list a few artists on there, but you don't know what the music is, okay? And you can't, like, buy the, you know, there's some rights management to it, so it only works on the Slot Radio, so you can't take the micro SD card and put it in your phone or anything like that and listen to it, so it only works on the Slot Radio. You can, though, take your micro SD cards and put your own music if you want, though, too. Then you, for $39.99, so the player itself goes for $99.99 with 1,000 songs. If you want 1,000 more songs, you can get them in categories of rock, country, hip hop, I believe oldies, and then they'll come out with other ones then, too. And I'm just, the only thing I can think of is that this is really good for someone who doesn't have the internet and doesn't have iTunes, doesn't have access to it or anything like that. Other than that, just based on that description alone, what is your first impressions of that? Would that be something for...
I'm trying to figure out what this has to do with bumming.
Well, I know. We were talking about music, and it made me think about it. And
where did the segue come in there? I missed it.
Well, if you're going out bumming and you see this, you know, you're looking at music, and then you, because you know you can go bumming at some of these other stores. I was bumming at a typical retail place, and then they had a clearance section, and picked up. I don't have it on me right now. But for like $5, an SD card reader, and you know, some of these things are going for like 20, you know, 25. And this is, you have to actually put it on the side, and then it becomes like a flash drive. Then, and I thought that was a good score. But just we were talking about music, so I was just first impressions about the slot radio there. I just wanted your opinion on that. We can go back to bumming out.
I'll have to read up on it, but I don't get to pick the songs. It comes preloaded with some songs.
Correct. 1,000, actually. I mean, a lot.
Are these songs that I might recognize, or is like indie?
They show artists like U2 and Bon Jovi and others and stuff. So, but you don't know which songs they are. No.
And each one is different?
Yeah.
Your slot radio that you buy would be different than the slot radio
question.
I buy.
I don't know. Because you don't know what songs are on there. So if we bought two slot radios, would we get it? It's slotradio.org is the website on it, too. You can get the information on that if you want to check in. This is just a preview, a tease. We can do a full review on it later on. But anyway.
Can I give my slot card and you can listen to my 1,000 songs and I can take yours and listen to your 1,000 songs?
I would imagine so, because it's for the slot radio, so I would imagine you could do that, yeah.
What happens after I'm tired of those 1,000 songs?
You buy for $39.99. You buy based on a category that you like, then rock, pop, hip hop, R&B.
Because I still got like 3,400 songs in your iPod.
Yeah,
I'm tired of it now.
Dude, that's 20 gigs worth of stuff there, man.
I know, but I'll tell you what, I spend more time bypassing these songs than I do listening to them anymore. It's like, no.
You know what, though?
Neil Diamond? God.
Oh, dude.
No.
Lightfoot?
No.
Interesting. But what's nice about that, too, is you can sort it out by genre, though. I mean, at least on that player there was, 5,000 songs there, maybe? I don't know. Not even, right? I mean, a couple thousand, maybe?
Yeah, there was like 3,600. I deleted a bunch and added some of my own. And
right. I had that guy for almost 5 years, though, too. So, but I had it all pretty mapped out. So if you just wanted to listen to classic rock, you could listen to classic rock. If you just wanted to listen to, you know, 80s or something, you could do that. And now on my 80 gig, I've got maybe 8,000 songs on there now, 12,000 on the computer that I'm trying to sort out. And then all the stack of albums like Bonnie Tyler, Faster Than the Speed of Night, that I got to get to yet then too. So
just take care of my Bay City Road albums, all right?
What's that? Yeah, your Bay City Road albums, yeah, they're doing really well. They make really good coasters. What else did I get bumming? I'll tell you something. I'm not sure if it's the symptoms of the economy. Really, really keep an eye out when you're going out for some stores. Have like three or four in mind that you want to visit, because I went to one store. And I just, like, they wanted, you know, $3 for albums. And it was same store, the same name, different side of town, though. Dollar in albums, you know, things on sale and stuff like that. So I'm not sure if they're just trying to profit from the bad economy and think that people are getting a good deal because it's secondhand. They're trying to make an extra buck. Or or what it is, but you know, check around and don't just find something because you think it's a good deal. I mean, if you think it's too high, take a look around. You might find it somewhere else cheaper. Even
and don't anybody rip you off.
Especially at a secondhand store. Don't get ripped off at a secondhand store for the love of it all.
Oh, yeah.
But, anyway, so.
Except for St. Dee's, that one gal.
Do you know what the only thing about that is? She's only there when you're there. Because remember, we went back and she, like, totally disappeared. I know, but is this, like, I think she's, like, your... You're a guardian angel or something like that because she's never around any other time. And there's no way that the job retention of those places are over a 2-3 year period that she'd be there each time that you're there. There's just no way.
Yeah. We'll figuring test in, the theory this.
Yeah. Gonna have to because it's gonna be a while yet here. So.
Yeah, October.
So, what else is going on? I'm trying to do a stretch here. We got 3 minutes here.
Oh, 3 minutes? Yeah.
Stretching, stretch, stretch. We're stretching.
I haven't done any bing bong on the West Coast. I've been tempted, and I probably should, but... Exactly. There's a new store. It's actually one that you and I went to. They moved it from north of town to kind of central. And I was in it, I don't know, maybe 3-4 months ago. And I didn't buy anything, but they, you know, pretty good selection of stuff.
Well, see, that's what they, this, I will, I guess I don't want to plug them too bad, but Savers is the one place. And they're moving into out of these kind of old, what you would call your classic secondhand store kind of type location, and moving into like the one moved into what was a Cost Plus World type of place. So, and now the other one moved into an old Gander Mountain, and it's just like, you know, these places are like too clean, you know, you almost don't feel right, you know, I don't know.
Yeah. And I think they tend to price the stuff a little more expensively because we think they're, you know, hotsy-totsy.
That's the issue that I had at the east side location. But I go over to the west side, dollar albums, I know what I got. Oh, let me get it. Oh, we got a minute left. Oh, this is audio anyway, so it doesn't matter. Joel Osteen, the preacher from Texas, he wrote a book called Your Best Life Now. I purchased for $1.99... Joel Osteen's Your Best Life Now, The Game.
Oh.
Yeah. Oh, I'm good. Well,
is anything like the Rainbow Game?
No, dude, that was not funny.
Right next to Probe.
Yeah. We should have took a picture. Now, Probe is an old Parker Brothers game. That's actually a good game. We should have picked that up, actually.
That was a good game. Yeah.
But we were too freaked out about it being next to the rainbow. It's like, you know, I didn't even want to touch it. I felt unclean. On that note, we should probably call it a show. But I appreciate you coming on, Jim. It was fun talking to you here. If you're lost in Wisconsin, I hope you're found soon. At least you know where you are. Don't take any wooden nickels. Use your $2 bills. And Pluto is a planet in Illinois. We'll see you next time on the Radio Affliction.